Genesis 22 and John chapter 12. When you get there, let's stand in honor of God's word. Amen. Genesis 22, verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two young men with him and Isaac his son, clave the wood in the burnt for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Go down to verse number 9. And they came to the place which God had told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him upon the altar, upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called to him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thine hand upon thy land, neither do thou any harm to him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me. God, we love you. We come to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for another day. We thank you, God, for your word. Lord, I pray, God, you'd help me right now. God, move me out of the way. God, help us, Lord, to preach this in a way, Lord, that you'd be pleased, God. And God, touch my mind right now. Touch my voice, God. And God, whatever's done today, I pray, God, you just send the convicting power of the Holy Spirit through this building. Lord, if there's one that's not saved, God, help them to realize that today's the day of salvation. If there's one that's not where they need to be, God, Lord, like we've already seen on the altar this morning, God, help us, the Lord, to get back, God. Whatever's done, we'll praise you. We'll honor you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want you to notice a few things about this passage of Scripture right here. God has, we know from studying the Bible, if you go back to around chapter 10 or 11 there, and David taught this just a few months ago, we know from studying the Bible that his name was Abram. And God blessed him and God changed his name. Amen. Now let me tell you something. If you're here today and you're a Christian, God has blessed you and God has changed your name. Amen. Abraham at this point has been, God is starting to pour out his blessings on Abraham. God is starting to really pour it out on Abraham. We know that now that the child of promise has been born, we know that's where the Jewish nation is going to come from. But you got to understand something. Abraham realizes that he's been blessed. Abraham realized that it's all about God. Amen. It ain't about nothing that he's done. It's all about God. God said, I want you to take the most precious thing you got and give it to me. I want you to worship me. If you go back, the Bible in chapter 22 here, this is the first mention of worship in the Bible. So we understand that worship is not about us just raising our hands. Worship is not about us having a great service. Worship is about us sacrificing and giving back to God. Amen? Amen. So let me ask you a question. What is it that we have that God wants? Let me just pick on somebody. What is it that you have that God wants? David, what is it that you have that God wants? Just you. God does not desire your wealth. God does not need your money. Let me go ahead and tell you a little something. The richest man on earth cannot hold a candle to what my God has. I read this before. The richest man on earth could not feed the birds of the earth for one day. And my God does it every day. Amen. So God don't need your money. God don't need your time. God don't need anything you got. What God wants from you is your worship. God is telling Abraham right here, he said, I have blessed you. I want you to give back to me the most precious thing. And the thing about it is that sometimes if we're not careful, we'll come into God's house and be blessed from one end to the other. And not give back to God what he really wants. Take your Bible, let's go to John. John chapter 12, and you don't have to stand. Riley, if you can pull this up. This is the next chapter after Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead. Amen. Mary and Martha had prayed and prayed and prayed. They sent for Jesus. Mary and Martha had give up. Mary and Martha had put one of the most precious things they had, Brother Tony, they had put it away in a tomb somewhere. They had give up on Jesus. They had give up on God. They had give up on what God could do, and they just put it away. Jesus comes on the scene now, and we know what the Bible says. Jesus comes on the scene, says, "Where have you laid him?" They said, "Lord, now, by now he stinks." Jesus said, "Just show me where you've laid him." They moved a stone out of the way. Jesus steps forth, and Jesus says, "Lazarus, come forth." And Lazarus come forth out of the grave. He gave back to them one of the most precious things that they had ever had, their brother. And in John chapter 12, let me read this before I get ahead of myself. John chapter 12, verse 1. Then Jesus, 6 days before the Passover, came to Bethany where Lazarus was, which had been dead. That's enough to shout on right there. Where Lazarus was that had been dead, amen, whom he raised from the dead. There they made him a supper, and Martha served, but Lazarus was one of them that sat at the table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. We know what from studying the Bible, some of them got upset about this. They got upset, said, "Why was this waste?" And let me tell you something. Jesus said, "Don't you worry about what she's doing. She's pouring it out on me, amen. She is getting me ready for my burial. I want to preach just a little while this morning. I can take them glasses off because I ain't got nothing else to read, amen. I want to preach just a little while this morning. When's the last time you broke your box?" The Bible says she took that ointment. She broke the box, poured it all out on him. That was worship. I started off in Genesis because I want you to understand something. So God changed your name. Wes, you are not the man you used to be. You are a whole different creature right now. You've got the name of Christ. You claim to be a Christian. If you claim to be a Christian today, God has given you a new name. So if you ain't got nothing else to worship over, if you ain't got nothing else to pray over, you can be happy this morning that you are saved. You can be happy this morning that your name is written in the Lamb of God. You can be happy this morning that you ain't got to go to hell no more. Amen. You can be happy this morning that you get the fellowship with God's people. You can be happy this morning that you're not what you used to be. Amen. You can be happy this morning that you woke up this morning knowing you what you did yesterday. Amen. But the fact is, and listen, that's another shout over right there, Jack. But the fact is, God's been way too good to us.
Yeah.
I saw a picture on Facebook, I think it was this morning. Picture of Tony. Laying there beside one of the beds. Well, who took that picture? I think the caption said, "How could you be so blessed?" I remember just a few years ago, standing under that old barn right over there, when she came walking down the aisle. Oh, you was a happy boy. You didn't think it could get no better. And now when you load up and leave church this afternoon, there will be three other little human beings that's going to get in that car with you. And I look back there, Tony, and that little red-headed girl
girl sitting back there, and now she's got somebody else with her and two other little human beings. I'm telling you, God's been good to us right now, folks. I just want you to get something this morning. I want you to get a concept this morning. It ain't about all the blessings, and it ain't about all the things. Hey, I thank God I'm going to heaven. I thank God my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But I'm telling you right now, the fringe benefits of getting saved, Skip, has been a whole lot better to me than what I deserved. Oh, y'all going to get picked on this morning. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you. Y'all going to get picked on this morning. Mike, I sat there, see, look at that thing sitting beside you right there. Amen. I'm saying, you've been winning out for a right good while. Life can't hardly get no better. I remember times that Mike would come into this church and fall on that altar and just weep and cry because of the hard times. And now Mike comes through those doors back there. He's got a good wife, and he's got two boys that he's helping raise, and God's been good to him. I'm telling you, folks, I'm telling you, we ought to get a concept this morning. God loves you, and God's been good to you. And sometimes we come into God's house, and we forget, Dale, just how good he has been. We come into God, and we're concentrating all on the bad stuff, and we're concentrating all on the things that's going wrong. But I'm telling you right now, there's a whole lot more going right than there is going wrong if you're saved today, amen? Understand something, folks? Mary and Martha had lost their brother. They had given up on God. Somebody in here this morning is praying about something, and you just about give up on God. You've just about said there ain't nobody. I'm telling you right now, I know without a doubt that my God still works miracles. I know without a doubt that my God's still on the throne. I know without a doubt that my God is still working. He's still alive, amen. Benji, look. Sitting beside you. Not only is Benji's wife in church, I'll be honest with you, it was probably them two daughters that got him and her back in church. But glory to God, guess what? That's a whole family. That's a whole family. Folks, I'm just telling you, some of us, Alan, God's been good to. And we come into God's house and just sit down like a knot on a log. When's the last time you broke your box? Mary, Martha was all, some of us in here this morning are like Martha. You worried about what's going to happen. I'm glad you got them, did. Some of y'all was worried about the microphone wasn't on. My God, and I don't even need a microphone. Oh, there's somebody on Facebook. Well, I can't hear him. Well, if you'd be here, you could have heard me. Amen. We worried about all this nonsense. Well, the sound ain't right. They can't get the words. My God, if you get your mind right with God, you come into God's house, you say, I'm going to worship him. I'm going to pray. He's been good to me. I'm breaking my box. Amen. Mary, well, I believe Mary woke up that morning, Greg, got to looking around that house, said, what in the world? She knew they was having a supper. She knew that they was having a dinner. She knew Jesus was going to be in the house. What in the world can I do for Jesus today? I want him to know I love him. I want him to know that I appreciate all he's done for me. I want him to know that I'm glad he raised my brother. I want him to know that I love him. She found, the Bible says, it was worth about a year's wages. She found the most precious thing, brother Robert, that she had. And she come to his presence and broke it and just poured it out on him. She didn't worry about what everybody else thought. She didn't worry about what everybody else said. See, if you ever get to that point in your Christian walk that you ain't worried about what everybody else says, you won't mind raising your hands in church. You won't mind lifting your hands. You won't mind saying amen. You won't mind taking a lap for God every once in a while. Amen. But the problem is, a lot of us have forgot just how good God's been to us. What about Clint? how good God been to you. What about Gavin? I can pick on all y'all boys just like I picked on Wes. God has given back to you and multiplied it. Think about it. Man, your mama is sitting right behind you. Last year this time, we wasn't even sure she's going to be in church. Dale, how good God been to you? Look sitting beside you. How good has God been to us, folks? I mean, if we ain't careful, I don't want to come to God. Steve, I don't want to come to God's house and just say, well, dwell on all the bad stuff that's happened in my life. Because let me tell you something. I could come into God's house morning and think, well, I got shot, and I've been in car wrecks, and I'm having to deal with this and having to deal with that, and I've had surgery on this. And I'm going to try and tell you right now, I'm going to come in here with the attitude, I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to worship Him. I don't care if you get mad at me. I don't care. I don't care what nobody says about me. I'm just going to lift my hands. I'm going to let Him know how much I love Him. And if I upset you by how much I love Him, then you just go ahead and get ready to be upset. Amen. You can talk about me all you want to. I'm just going to go ahead and break my box. You can say the preacher ain't got to act like that. You can say the preacher ain't got to preach that loud. Hey, I'm telling you right now, when it's your time to preach, you do it like you want to do it. But right now, I'm going to do it like God wants me to do it. Amen. How many of us, Skip, how good God been to you? I said, look, sitting beside you. I saw the x-rays. She ain't supposed to be here. Amen? She ain't supposed to be here. Melvin, how good God been to you? Look, sitting beside you. How many times are you overlooking how good God's really been? Worrying about everything you're going through right now. Well, I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, if my God's good enough to bring me through what He's brought me through in the past, He's good enough to bring me through what I'm going through right now. Amen. If my God is big enough, if I'm going to trust my God with my soul, if I'm going to trust Him with my soul, then I'm going to trust Him with this little thing that's going on in my life right now. If I'm going to trust Him with everything I've got, then I'm going to trust Him with everything I've got. Amen. What's been worrying you today? What's been getting you down? See, I'm preaching to myself this morning. Josh, how good God been to you? Think about it. Brother Ralph, think about it. And if we ain't careful, if we're not careful, like David said, you know, it kind of started in Sunday school this morning. Everything was a little bit quiet. We come into God's house, and if we ain't careful, we'll get a little bit quiet on God. Let me tell you something. If He's still real in your life, you ought to let everybody know He's still real in my life. How good's God been to you? Brother Robert, can you come sing with our hands? I want you to bow your heads with me right now.